Hi. I always feel so awkward in the beginning. I'm just like, what do I say? I woke up a little excited, but not for the reasons you may think. We've been having a bit of a drought where I live for about 3 weeks or so, and I woke up at about 6 to thunder, the sound of thunder. Oh my god. Well, thank god. I know my water bill is gonna be so high this month because I've been having to manually water every day in my garden. And as y'all know, I've mentioned how big of a garden I have. It's a pretty big garden. So even if this isn't a heavy rain, I'm still happy that it's a little less watering I'll have to do. And that's not the reason I'm touching myself. Not that much of a garden slut. Although I have fantasized about having fun in my garden. I thought I would edge myself before my massage therapy appointment today. This is torture. I'm torturing myself. So as I've mentioned on my profile, my massage therapist is really, really hot. And the way he reset my body last time, oh my god. I was hot and bothered for the rest of the day. So I thought I'd instead work myself up to it today. So afterwards, I can treat myself to a much needed orgasm. And my massage therapist, I don't know if I'm just delusional. He is really flirty. For our first appointment, he went 30 minutes over time with me. Not that I had requested it or anything. He just, I guess, out of the kindness of his own heart. Either A, my body was really that fucked up, or B, maybe he enjoyed touching me. And I think I'm allowed to be a little delusional. I found out that we both like the same kind of music. He does art in his free time, although it's music, and I'm not musically talented at all, but we went to the same college, so which meant that we share the same building. I often forget that we share our building with the music kids. Like, we'll often just start hearing music playing at some point, and we're like, what the hell? So he's a musician in his free time. Generally, just a really cool guy. The looks are just a bonus. I I think I knew I was gonna like him the second I walked in, and I guess I had accidentally scared him. I'm a very quiet and shy individual. In real life, I'm really not this open with people. I think I'm gonna turn this up and make it a little harder for me to talk. I walked through the door and scared the living daylights out of the poor guy. And his first words to me were, "Oh shit." I knew right away. I was like, this isn't my type of doctor. And I do realize that feeling this way about my massage therapist is probably very unprofessional. But he gets to put his hands on me for an hour every week for the next 11 weeks. And he seems like he likes me. I don't know. I don't think I'm the most beautiful woman on earth. But I will say, every person I've pursued, I have gotten with. And I don't think it's because of my looks. I think my personality is the part that really shines. I'm just a really silly person. Oh, oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, I got a little too close. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Focus. Fuck. Too soon. I don't want to come yet. I don't want to come yet. Okay, I gotta be gentle. His hands, though. Oh, my God. I'm a simple girl. I have a weakness for hands. Male or female, I just really, really like hands. And especially if those hands can do things to me, that's a bonus. And he... Oh, God, I think what really got to me the last time I saw him is that he told me that I was doing so good for him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He usually says people can't handle how much, pressure he puts on the muscles. And I'm generally, like, a lady that doesn't like it too rough. Because I have experienced pain during sex, which is unfortunate, but actually pretty relatively normal for women. So, around my private bits, I'm very, very gentle. But when it comes to getting a massage, I like it rough and deep and, like, just go as hard as you fucking make me cry, make me cry and drool. And yeah, that's the type of tissue. He does. Okay, take it off, take it off, take it off. Got a little too close. He was, funny enough, he was rubbing on my ass. And, he told me I was doing so good for him. And I just, I'm a slut for praise. I am a fucking slut for praise. I love being praised so fucking much. Fuck. Fuck, fuck. Stop. I'm getting too close. I don't want to ruin the fun. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Okay, I'm getting too close. I gotta turn this off. Fuck. I don't like leaving it unfinished. I really don't. Why did I do this to myself again? It's all swollen. Oh my god. I know it'd be really unprofessional of him, but I hope his hands wander just a little bit. Oh please. I've never edged myself like this and left myself unfinished for an extended period of time. This is the first time I've ever done this. This is driving me nuts. I don't like this. I really want to come so bad. Me just having impure thoughts about my poor massage therapist. He's probably just trying to do his job, but he's so flirty. I think he's aware that I like him. I don't know. Fuck. Oh god. Well, I see him in the next 2 hours, so hopefully. Hopefully, it's well worth the wait. Because I know for a fact I'm going to be so fucking horny when I get home. And part of me wonders if I should do this two-parter. Should I record myself when I get home? Would y'all like that? I don't know. Anyways, good morning. And I hope all of y'all have a fantastic day. Be good.